Looking to keep up with recruiting trends and headlines? You're in the right place. Welcome to Career Crossroads, the premier talent acquisition community with your host, Chris Hoyt and Jerry Crispin.
Chris Hoyt here from CXR, and I'm pleased to bring to our listeners and watchers another quick chat with a Career Crossroads member after one of our recent meetings. In this session, I managed to catch up to Quincy Stevens, who is the Talent Acquisition Director at Marikey, and we just wrapped up a successful colloquy meeting where we pulled some leaders together to talk about executive recruiting. So sit back for just a few moments or crank up the speed on your Stairmaster and listen to just a few of the takeaways that Mr. Stevens shared with us. Quincy, it's great to spend some time with you today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Happy to have it. Why don't, for our listeners and folks who might be watching, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and the organization that you work for?
So I'm the Director of Talent Acquisition at Marikey. Marikey specializes in healthcare and education. So we mainly hire nurses, psychiatrists, and also healthcare professionals to support people in need, whether it's from a behavioral health standpoint or autistic children.
Okay, and you've been with Career Crossroads a little while now. What sort of draws you to Career Crossroads? What do you get out of CXR?
Well, each time I'm overly impressed by the networking and the best practices and the shared learning. Everybody is so collaborative. No one keeps their secrets close to the vest. They want to help and share. Everyone wants each other to be successful. To the point where I was blown away, and I wanted to make sure that my entire leadership team we'll go through colloquiums in 2018, and we're now exploring how to get our high potentials involved in future years.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So today we spent quite a bit of time talking about executive search, right?
Yes.
Executive placement. And there was a myriad of stuff. We talked about everything from diversity to career paths to just really covered a lot of content in one day. Was there anything that you sort of, a big takeaway for you, a big bonus that maybe you could even take back to the office and begin to play with immediately?
Immediately are the systems and processes. We were given examples of best practices on templates, time to fill, what type of targets, the number of people you should have on a panel, the type of your panel makeup from a diverse perspective,
yeah,
to make sure that candidates feel that they're engaged because you have a diversity panel. Mm-hmm. So those things immediately, I took plenty of notes, and I want to make sure that we put those things in flight, because you have so many key stakeholders involved who want to weigh in on that decision, and sometimes it goes longer than you expected.
Sure.
Or it can get off track. So I really believe what I learned today will help us kind of shorten that time frame, and it really impacts the business, because the quicker we can have a leader on board, they can impact our business.
Yeah, I think you touch on one item that I really appreciate seeing more of, and for the longest time within talent acquisition, they've been talking about making sure that recruiters present a diverse candidate slate. And I love that we are seeing more and more organizations and leaders take hold of that and say what we need to be also delivering is a very diverse interview panel.
Right.
And I think that's big. Have you guys taken any steps? Are you beginning to implement stuff like that to make sure you're delivering?
Yes, so one of the things that we do are quarterly recruiting activities where our senior leaders are required to network with professional groups and or engage with candidates so they can have a better understanding and can build their cultural acumen. And we track those and give that to the CEO to make sure that there is a level of accountability there.
That's fantastic. Quincy, I want to thanks for cutting a few times or a few moments out of the end of the day here to just have a quick chat with me, and your contribution to the meeting today is what helps make it a success. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Appreciate you.
Before we conclude this quick audio podcast, I'd like to remind our listeners and members about the new CXR member-generated vendor and technology index that we've launched on the new CXR.works website. Our members have input hundreds of recruiting vendors and services and added thousands of reviews and quick 1 to 5 star ratings in an effort to simply help their Career Crossroads colleagues and peers to make more informed, better decisions with regards to contract renewals, new services, or just keeping up with what's trending within our membership. So
If you haven't seen it yet, check out what the leaders at nearly 120 enterprise-sized organizations are saying about recruiting technology and agencies over at www.cxr.works. We're betting that there isn't a more trustworthy source for TA professionals to search and review feedback left by verified users and validated TA practitioners anywhere in our industry.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Career Crossroads. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit careerxroads.com, facebook.com, and twitter.com/careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.